You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday night. All my folks out there getting to the money, leaving the money, relaxing on your money, relaxing on your bed. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm glad that you're here. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. Thank you to everybody who locked into the show, starting at hour number one. We get started every weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you just missed the first hour of the show, you missed a lot. Sorry. We get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can always listen by going to cbssportsradio.com. You can listen on your local affiliate. Shout outs to every station. Got us locked in all over North America. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host, Dave Shepard. He is coming to you live from New York City. And in the first hour of the show, we had a chance to take a look at all the madness that took place over the weekend. We know the Final Four is all set. Florida Atlantic versus San Diego State. We got Miami versus UConn. We talked about the losers. We talked about the winners. We got three squads here. They've never been to a Final Four, ever. Not at all. UConn has obviously been. They have picked up four championships over the last, what, about 20 years. And so UConn, they're the name of the game. Well, they're used to being in this game. And Jim Larranaga of the Miami Hurricanes, he's the only coach amongst all of these teams that has been to a Final Four. And he did that with George Mason. A matter of fact, Jim Larranaga, and we shared this with you last hour, he was asked, the hell is the difference between the last time you went? Is there a difference?
It's the same exhilaration, just the jubilant attitude, the effort, because you just love when your players accomplish a goal they set out before the season.
Yeah, good for him. We got plenty of time to talk about the Final Four. We got a bunch of days to do that. Also, at the same time, there's other basketball news. Some guy named LeBron James decided to return for the Los Angeles Lakers. Lakers trying to go on a run. In LeBron's return from his foot injury, the Lakers did lose to Chicago 118-108. LeBron James, despite having 19 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists in 30 minutes, he said, man, I got some work to do.
A couple, you know, drives and the ball got away from me. A couple shots didn't feel as good as before, obviously, but, you know, I was out for 4 weeks, so between that and the wind, just got to get those things back.
Ain't nothing like getting that wind together. You know, every now and then I'm on the treadmill losing my mind. I'm running like a crazy person. Every now and then, if I take a couple days off and I get on that sucker, my heart wants to explode out my chest. And I'm not LeBron James. Can't imagine running around with a bunch of 6'8" giants trying to whoop my ass. Good luck to LeBron and trying to go out there and be healthy. And so we got so much more to do throughout the rest of the show. Charles Barkley and Kevin Durant are back at it. Kevin Durant has no respect for Barkley, and Barkley just keeps talking about Durant. He had some words on 60 Minutes. We'll share that with you coming up in the show. The Green Bay Packers said, look, yeah, Aaron Rodgers, we want to trade him. Well, he wants to be traded, but he stopped answering our calls after the season. And so we'll get into that. There's all types of crazy stuff going on at the NFL owners meetings in Arizona. We've heard from a lot of GMs. We heard from coaches. People want Odell. The Jets and the Giants want him. Bill Belichick is talking nuts. And then the crazy news that came down the pipe this morning was from Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson basically went on Twitter and said that back on March 2nd, he asked for a trade. And the timing of Lamar's tweet was, I don't want to say interesting. I can't even call it ironic. The intentional timing of Lamar's tweet was when head coach of the Ravens, John Harbaugh, is sitting in Phoenix speaking to the media at that very moment, Lamar Jackson hit send. And ain't no coincidence here. Just out of the blue. A matter of fact, I'm going to try my best to read you this letter from Lamar Jackson. Excuse me one second. It's very regal. A letter to my fans. I want to first thank you all for all the love and support you consistently show towards me. Y'all amazing. I appreciate y'all so much. I want you all to know, not to believe everything you read about me. Let me personally answer your questions in regards to my future plans. As of March 2nd, by the way, today's the 27th, I requested a trade from the Ravens organization, for which the Ravens have not been interested in meeting my value. Any and everyone that has met me or been around me, they know I love the game of football, and my dream is to help a team win the Super Bowl. You are all great, but I had to make a business decision that was best for my family and I. No matter how far I go or where my career takes me, I'll continue to be close to my fans of Baltimore Flock Nation and the entire state of Maryland. You'll see me again. Okay. I read that when it came out. I saw the tweet. I said, this is fun. I said, I wonder what publicist or agent on his behalf just helped him put it together and release it. But let's actually hear from his head coach, and maybe it's his former head coach. Let's listen to John Harbaugh, because that tweet was sent out while he's speaking to the media. He didn't see it. The media had to tell him. This is what John Harbaugh had to say about that tweet and Lamar requesting a trade.
I haven't seen the tweet. It's an ongoing process. I'm following it very closely, just like everybody else is here, and looking forward to a resolution. I'm excited, thinking about Lamar all the time, thinking about him as our quarterback. We're building our offense around that idea, and I'm just looking forward to getting back to football, and I'm confident that's going to happen.
Yeah, I'd be thinking about Lamar Jackson, too, if I had to watch and coach Huntley. Ain't nobody trying to see that man play football. Nobody want to see that man be the quarterback for the Ravens. People had enough of that crap last year. And yeah, they have built the team around Lamar Jackson. They haven't necessarily done the best job about it, whether it is the offensive coordinator, whether it was rebuilding the offensive line, whether it was me going out there and playing wide receiver for the Ravens. That didn't work. You could have fooled me and told me that I was. That's how good some of those guys were. And then you also have to look at the injuries to a lot of the receivers that they have brought in as well. All in all, Lamar Jackson wants to be paid. He just told us, don't believe everything you hear about him. Don't believe about the agent. Don't believe about the contract requests and wanting everything guaranteed. I don't know what to believe. It doesn't do me no good to throw around ideas into the sky and just pontificate about something I have no idea of. I do know this much. Yeah, he doesn't feel he's getting what he's worth because he would have signed a contract by now. And the Ravens don't want to hand him what he's worth because he might be hurt at the end of a season. He may not be worth it. And so John Harbaugh, this is the magic question he was asked. It's like, hey, by the time we get to week one of the regular season, it's going to come in September. This is still March. Harbaugh was asked, do you think Lamar will be your QB when the season starts?
I do. You know, you got to plan for all the contingencies for sure, but I'm pretty fired up about Lamar Jackson. I mean, Lamar Jackson is a great player.
Yeah, we know that. It'd be nice if he played, didn't finish a season injured. That would be terrific. That'd be great. But you can't have it all now, can you? And I got to be honest. This news today, is anybody really surprised? Is anybody really shocked that Lamar Jackson requested a trade from the Ravens? And this goes back to March 2nd. This is just about an entire month that this has been on the table. And what's happened? Nothing. Lamar Jackson is trying to push the button. He's trying to push the button that unlocks the money from the top of the ceiling. Lamar Jackson is trying to push the button that will just speed up this process towards a long-term deal. This is like a threat that goes nowhere. I'm sure John Harbaugh didn't enjoy sitting down at a press conference and or sitting down in front of the media at a table and being asked about Lamar. I'm sure he wasn't thrilled with the tweet that went out the minute that he sat down. But this is all business. The Ravens don't got to do squat with Lamar Jackson. And let's really think about this for a minute. Where's the leverage that Lamar Jackson has? Where is it? Lamar Jackson has some leverage here? Did we not hear about so many teams that basically said, yeah, thanks, but no thanks? Haven't we already heard from the NFL Players Association that they're looking into this as a matter of collusion? That a bunch of evil NFL owners went into their lair and said, well, them dumbass Browns at the end of the table, they gave Deshaun 230. And the other 31 owners said, we ain't giving nobody no guaranteed money like that ever again. That's probably the case. We have heard this publicly from other owners. I mean, the Ravens owner. Hey, Shup, how you say this man's name, Bashotti?
You got it.
Yeah, Bashotti came out and said it. He's like, man, I ain't trying to pay this to nobody. Why would anybody do so? You think about the contracts that have been signed along the line of Deshaun Watson. There's a guy named Russell Wilson. This man's probably going into the Hall of Fame unless he stinks to join up the rest of his career. You think Russell Wilson signed a guaranteed deal? All guaranteed? Nope. Didn't happen. Mr. Video Game, Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray come through and get a guaranteed contract for a QB? Nope. Quite the opposite. They wanted to put a clause in that said that he would actually study and do his work. And so we don't know if Lamar is huffing and puffing about a guaranteed deal. But I'll tell you this. Yeah, anything can happen in the NFL. Sort of like the WWF from 20, 30 years ago. Anything can happen. But when all the dust settles, I still believe that Lamar Jackson will be a Raven at the end of the year. If he moves on, then so be it. But I don't see this being a move that's making a difference right now. The New York Jets said today, no, we're going to try to, you know, get our marriage together with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, even everybody's favorite is NFL head coach, Mr. Misery himself, Bill Belichick. Belichick, and we have even more hilarious audio. Belichick was asked about Lamar Jackson, not specifically, but, you know, he was asked about free agents, or he decided to answer in the Belichick roundabout way. Hey, Bill, I got to ask you about this. What is your philosophy about acquiring players? This is what Belichick said.
We do something we think can help the team, then we'll do it, given the context of whatever it is. But, yeah, we're not afraid to do whatever we need to do that will help the team, whatever that is.
Oh, okay. His owner, Patriots owner, Robert Kraft. Robert Kraft was, he spills the beans. He says everything. I guess a guy who goes into those massage places, I guess he would be someone who, or he got caught in there. He is someone that would run his mouth. But anyway, Robert Kraft basically said, the musician, Meek Mill, he said Meek Mill was over here texting him, telling him, hey, guess what? Lamar wants to be on your team. Robert Kraft's response was, that's up to Belichick. That ain't up to me. Bill Belichick handles all of that stuff. And as of right now, for the past month, you can't say, what have you heard? Yeah, you can read and see rumors about potential destinations for Lamar. What have you heard about the Patriots going head over heels for the guy? What team have you heard that is just scratching and clawing to get his hands on Lamar Jackson? So Lamar Jackson can request a trade. Lamar Jackson can put out tweets. Lamar Jackson can say whatever the hell he wants. But at this point, this is not just Lamar Jackson versus the Baltimore Ravens. Pay me now. This is Lamar Jackson versus the NFL and its owners. That's it. You're only worth what somebody's willing to pay you. I haven't heard a damn thing about any team trying to sign him to an offer sheet. I haven't heard anything about a trade. That doesn't mean that these things have not occurred. But typically where there is smoke, there is fire. And I think at this point in time, Lamar Jackson, he's sitting in the middle of the woods and he's rubbing twigs together and there's not a damn thing happening. This is going to stretch out for a little while longer, maybe months. It's not done yet. Lamar Jackson requesting a trade a month ago. Lamar Jackson publicly telling the world today. It's just a matter of negotiations. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes absolutely nowhere. I'll tell you this much. It's a good story. Let's see how much longer Lamar Jackson has to sit in the woods and kind of rub together twigs to start a fire. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Phone lines are open. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you believe Lamar is done in Baltimore? Or do you think this is just a matter of negotiations? I'm going to get some more of your calls. We'll talk March Madness. We'll get into Barkley versus Durant. It's Aaron Rodgers and versus the Packers. It's just a lot of people opposing each other. Not me. I love you guys. No ops here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Pleasure to speak to you. You know, I just recently discovered your show a few weeks ago, and just got to tell you that you've got a very easy listening style.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, a little music from Meek Mill right there. The same Meek Mill who was actually messaging Patriots owner Robert Kraft saying, hey, Lamar wants to play for the Patriots. Lamar wants to play for the Patriots. And Robert Kraft is like, man, I don't got nothing to do with that. That's Bill Belichick. And right before we went to break, we were talking about Lamar Jackson, his situation, and his trade request that he made public earlier today on Twitter, of all places. Of course, that's where the world revolves now, Twitter. And then we heard the response of head coach John Harbaugh, who's like, man, I'm expecting Lamar to be our starting quarterback when we get to the end of the year. And matter of fact, he talked about just how much goodwill they've built up between each other, being Lamar and the Ravens and the organization. So take a listen to Coach Harbaugh.
This is big time pro sports at the highest level, and contracts are important and they matter to both sides. The thing that I love about the situation, I believe, is that in the end, you got good people, you know, working together. I mean, we've been with Lamar. You know, I've been with Lamar as a coach and players and coaches and all of us in the organization have been together for, what, 5 years now, you know? We've been through some crazy things, some amazing moments, some tough moments, challenges, ups and downs together. You know, we've hugged in the locker room after wins. We've hugged in the locker room after losses. You know, those are things that last forever. Those relationships never change. So this is part of it. You know, it's part of the story that's being written, and everybody's writing the story. But I just appreciate that it's been handled with class. Lamar's handled it with class. Lamar's under contract, and that's the guy that's the guy I want to see be our quarterback. You know, that's my guy.
Yeah, until he's not. And I just told you before the break, I think he's going to stick around. And speaking of goodwill, man, that's what Bill Belichick has built up in New England, right? Goodwill. I know there are a lot of Patriot fans who are ready to see the team improve. They want to see Mac Jones step forward. They're sick of Patricia. They still got Judge. They hated that disaster that took place. Who's running the offense was a matter of who's on first. And then Bill Belichick was still Bill Belichick. And if you want to talk about building up goodwill, Bill Belichick was at the owners' meetings today as well. He spoke to the media for 30 minutes, which is always a fun exercise. And Bill Belichick said a whole lot of nothing while being a jerk. And so that makes it entertaining. Bill Belichick was asked about the goodwill and what message he would have for Patriot fans. And he said, hey, I've built up 25 years of it. Listen to this.
Would you say anything to the fans right now as to where the team sits and what you're trying to put together? What would you say to them right now if they were listening to this?
Long way to go. It's March. We play in September. A long way to go. A lot of work to do.
What would you say to them to give them a reason to be optimistic for what's ahead for the Patriots?
The last 25 years?
I don't know. I don't know. Last 25 years? And he's answering these questions with the slightest smirk. He's looking at reporters dead in their eyes, basically saying, you're asking a dumbass question. He's looking the other way and looking back and just see, he's about it. His owner, though, Robert Kraft, despite being in some lean years now post Tom Brady, Robert Kraft spoke exclusively to NBC Sports Boston, and he said, Bill Belichick, oh yeah, it ain't been so great recently, but that's my guy.
Bill is exceptional at what he does, and I've given him the freedom to make the choices and do the things that need to be done. And his football intellect and knowledge is unparalleled from what I've seen. And just when you talk to him, the small things analytically that he looks at. But in the end, this is a business. You either execute and win or you don't. And, you know, that's where we're at. I think we're in a transition phase. I think we've made some moves this year that I personally am comfortable with. And I still believe in Bill.
Oh, and that's sweet. The fans should still believe in Bill, too. I think they're probably sick of him. Some of them. It's maybe a part of his being spoiled.
The last 25 years?
Yeah, 25 years. He's done a long time now. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Tony is calling from Vancouver in Washington. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Hello? Okay, goodbye. Michael is calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? Absolutely love your show. Love it.
Thank you. Thank you. What's up?
You're very welcome. Well, I'm flossing down the 5 in San Diego with my son, picking him up from water polo, which happens to be one of the world's greatest sports. But I digress. I want to hear your opinion on San Diego State and how much of a bully they've been in this NCAA tournament. And to kind of circle back as to what your other callers were saying about mixing up the hierarchy of NCAA basketball with the transfers, if you have a school like San Diego State and you're an athlete in Indiana or you're an athlete in upstate New York and San Diego State knocks on your door, have you ever been to San Diego, JR? You know what goes down out here? It's a beautiful place, my man.
Yes, I've been everywhere from San Diego up to Dana Point, up to Los Angeles, up to San Francisco, up to Sacramento. I mean, yes, I've been all over, yes.
So I think these schools have a bigger reach now. And I just want to hear your opinion on what San Diego State's going to do against Florida Atlantic and the interest it's going to bring to these teams that you don't see every year, Duke, North Carolina.
I think I think part of it, I think you've answered part of it a little bit in your question to me, and I think you know this answer. It should be a good game versus Florida Atlantic. If San Diego State is going to continue with its defense, then yeah, they might take care of them. But who am I to start judging schools that I've only watched for the past 3 weeks? I can only judge you on about the three or four games that I've seen. In the early games that San Diego State played, I mean, what the hell is a Furman? You know, what is that? I don't know what a Furman. It's right. I know it's right up the road from me here in Atlanta, moving up into South Carolina. But what the hell is a Furman? I saw what they did against Alabama. I saw how close of a game they played against Creighton. I know what they're capable of, having seen them recently, and that's putting the clamps on people defensively. So I'd be lying out my whole ass if I stood here and told you this is what I think or this is what I think. I've been watching these teams for 3 weeks. But to your point, outside of that, I do think this is good for college basketball. There's nothing wrong with parity. We can go all over athletics now in NCAA or college, and it's pretty simple. There's a conversation about conference realignment and teams moving conferences and in college football and how it's damaging. We know that there are some teams that don't stand a chance in hell to win a national championship. It's looking like the opposite now in basketball. And so I think parity is a good thing for anybody. Whether you are a St. Peter's and you can raise your profile last year, or you're a Fairleigh Dickinson. So at a local level, I think it's great for the schools. I think it's great for the players. And at a national level, I like it too. There might be some people who don't have the whole, oh my God, we going to see Duke and North Carolina. That might be out the window. And so TV executives might not love that. But I think overall this is good. There's nothing better when you take a look at sports and people got a chance. I like it. I'm here for it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Julian, he's calling from Baltimore, Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Julian?
Yeah, how you doing, sir? Nice to hear
from
good.
You. Go ahead. Turn the radio
on. Love the show. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
So I was calling about the Lamar thing. I think it's interesting. I'm a Bengals fan, so I love the competition he brings to the conference. Who's now on the opportunity? There's plenty.
Oh, man, this guy. Hey, Julian, your phone stinks, man. I'm sorry, brother. Sorry about that. I was like, hey, turn the phone down. I mean, turn the radio down, and maybe he got sucked up by the radio. I don't know. Let's go to Houston, Texas. It's actually the home of the Final Four. Let's talk to Marvin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Marvin?
Hey, appreciate it, JR. Hey, yeah, a little disappointed. My coach, I don't know, man. Sampson didn't have him ready. I know his sister passed the week before, but I don't know if Sampson was ready to go, and the bigs just didn't hit the boards like they normally do with Walker and Robinson, those guys. But, you know, in terms of what you're talking about with the parity, I'm not as shocked with the four teams on the men's side. I want to make a comment about the women also, but, you know, these are teams that were in the top 25 for quite a while there toward the end, and it's about getting hot at the right time. That's what this tournament's really about, you know. Same thing with the Longhorns. They had their stretches. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a friend of mine said, oh, they're going to hammer Miami after the way that they get, you know, Miami treated the Cougs and throttled them with their defense. But, you know, I said, no, they won't. That defense is just stifling, you know. And then the thing that I hate the most about this is I feel the two best teams are matching up early, UConn and which happens a lot in sports. It happens in, you know, every sport, baseball, football, basketball. But in terms of those two teams right there, you know, that I think the winner, whoever, not taking nothing away from what San Diego State or FAU's done, but, you know, that I think that's going to be the championship.
Okay.
What you were talking about.
Oh, whoa, Marvin. Yeah. No, you're saying a lot. Can you just give me one final statement? I got to move on.
Okay, man. I was just trying to get it in. But, you know, in terms of this Clark, 40 points, triple-double, she's good enough to where Sue Bird came out and watched her play. I watched that game. But same thing. I feel the Gamecocks and Iowa are two best teams remaining, and they're the same side of the bracket. Going to get, you know, see it early. So,
okay. Well, thank you, Marvin.
Little things, you know, it happens. But
yeah, well, thank you, Marvin. Appreciate you, man. Hey, are you going to go to the Final Four? Are you going to go out all the NRG?
I'm not, man. I got family members that are, but I just didn't make way to do it. So,
okay.
I'll definitely be watching. I mean, I love the college game as much as I do.
Okay.
The pros.
All right. Well, have fun. Thank you, Marvin. Have a good night.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Bye. Cheers. Bye, bye. I think Marvin is calling us from like NASA. I think he's on one of them spaceships. I think that's where he is. Hey, speaking of the women's Final Four, it's set now. It's all done. A few minutes ago, Virginia Tech, they beat the Ohio State Buckeyes 84-74. They're going to take on LSU. And then the matchup that we already know is set, our last caller, I think Marvin from Houston, he mentioned it. Iowa, led by the 40-point triple-double lady, Caitlin Clark, Iowa's going to take on South Carolina and Dawn Staley's South Carolina Gamecocks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We come back, we're going to talk more March Madness. We're going to talk more about the owners' meetings. It wasn't just about Lamar Jackson. There were some other names that were bandied about. Odell Beckham Jr. We learned about Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to get some more of your calls. We'll learn about some of these other players.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First of all, I just want to say I've been listening to your show for the last few months, and I really enjoy listening to you speak. So thanks for taking my call.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. You know, all of the news at the NFL owners' meetings today, it wasn't just around Lamar Jackson. It wasn't just Bill Belichick being the great, perfect coaching jerk that he is. There were also words surrounding Odell Beckham Jr. There were words surrounding Aaron Rodgers. Let's get the other quarterback out the way. We heard the soliloquy from Aaron Rodgers. We heard his story when he came out of the hole and spoke to Pat McAfee and Time Flies. Man, that was a week ago. Shep, that was a week already, right? Last Tuesday?
Yeah, thank God we don't have to hear from him again. At least not tonight.
Wow. And so that it was only a week ago, last Tuesday, Aaron Rodgers sat with Pat McAfee and let the world know it is his intention to play for the New York Jets. And he said quite a few things about his experience with the Packers. It felt that they were ready to move on, and they told him that they were open to him returning prior to his what they call that thing, the black witch shop, where'd he go? Darkness retreat.
Correct.
I was getting ready to say Aaron Rodgers went into a black hole. Probably. But anyway, he was on a darkness retreat. And he came out and told Pat McAfee that, you know, he changed his mind about retirement, and it's just a bunch of who knows what. And so the Green Bay Packers.
And JR, that was actually, I can't believe this, man. Time is, that was 2 weeks ago.
That was 2 weeks ago?
March 15th.
Oh my God, that Aaron Rodgers sat with McAfee?
Yes, sir.
Wow. It felt like last week.
I know.
Damn. And so we heard from him 2 weeks ago. Today, we heard from Brian Gutekunst, who runs the show for the Green Bay Packers. And he basically said the opposite of what Aaron Rodgers said. Gutekunst said, we were trying to reach this guy, and then he stopped answering. Hey, take a listen to Gutekunst.
You know, as we got out of the offseason, or after the season, and we had a good conversation, and then, you know, we're going to have some follow-up conversations. And our inability to reach him or for him to respond in any way, I think at that point, then we just kind of I had to do my job and kind of reach out and understanding that a trade could be possible.
Wow. And so what and where's the truth? Somewhere in the middle, right? Like Aaron Rodgers isn't completely being a liar, right? The Green Bay Packers, they're not completely liars, right? The truth has to stand somewhere in the middle. And even if we look at the facts, there are a few things we already know. For years now, the Packers have been preparing for a future with no Aaron Rodgers. We know that. They drafted Jordan Love. We know that Aaron Rodgers probably saved himself some time by winning back-to-back MVPs. That is a fact. We also know that Aaron Rodgers has been a complete pain in the ass for the past several years. It's a fact as well. And so this is probably for the betterment of both of them. Let's just move the hell on. I'm here for the back and forth, though. It's rather entertaining. I'm sure Aaron Rodgers is rolling his eyes at what he considers to be a complete lie. But anyway, someone that Aaron Rodgers wants to play with is Odell Beckham Jr. And Odell, he was actually in the mouth of a couple of these NFL owners and coaches. John Mara, owner of the New York Giants, he was asked about Odell, and he pretty much said, yeah, we'd love to have Odell back. That's if Joe Shane and Douglas want him back with the New York Giants. Head coach Rob Saleh, the New York Jets, he was asked about Odell. You know, why you want this guy? What about his injuries? You not worried about this? This is what Coach Saleh had to say.
ACLs nowadays, it's like those are easily fixable. But he's been a fantastic receiver in this league. Everything you hear about him, he's a phenomenal person. But again, it's just something that you know, you're always going to look over, turn over every stone, cross your T's, dot your I's. Just make sure you're not missing an opportunity to add a great player. And there's no guarantee anything will happen. But to go in there and talk about it. And again, if Joe's had other conversations, that's again for a Joe conversation. But we're always going to study every player on the market to make sure that we're not missing out on an opportunity to add a good player.
Okay. Rob Saleh also said that the fact that someone like Aaron Rodgers wants to join the New York Jets shows how much the New York Jets have improved over the past few years. Yeah, well, you better hope Aaron Rodgers comes in and that he doesn't help tank or destroy or speed up a descent for the New York Jets. It's possible as well. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Tony's back from Vancouver. Maybe his phone works. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Tony, what's up?
Hey, JR, you mentioned something really important about Lamar Jackson. That no teams are banging the Ravens' doors for this guy. They're not offering draft picks. They're not offering money. They ain't offering a trade. And if this guy sits out another year, he ain't going to be worth nothing to nobody because, you know, the quarterbacks with his running style and his throwing ability, there's 10 or 15 of them that come out of college every year. So he better get off his haunches here and get playing. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, well, he don't got to play right now. What's there to do? There's nothing going on but for him to go to the gym and be on Twitter, right? Ain't no NFL. Lamar Jackson ain't required to do squat diddly until July. It's March. I understand what you're saying. He doesn't have too much leverage. That might change over the next month as we pull up on the draft about a month from now. That may change after the draft. We'll have clarity. There's nothing for him to do right now. And by the way, I don't believe, and I could be wrong, I don't believe Lamar Jackson is going to sit out a year. I don't think that's going to happen. 855-212-4CBS. Mark is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mark?
Hey, JR. So you say you don't know much about San Diego State, but real quickly before I get to my point, San Diego State is a bunch of good guys to root for. Tough to watch their basketball sometimes because they can't score, but God, the coach is great. The kids are great. No whiff of scandal. Good people to root for. But anyhow, I would just like to say that this whole parody thing is the reason why I still love college basketball and why I'm quickly losing interest in college football. Because the fact that everybody who has a good season in basketball gets to be involved, that you can all take part in this, in this final dream, the chance for a national championship. If you were to say that college basketball was like college football, then San Diego State would not have been allowed in the tournament after they lost to Arizona and Arkansas on consecutive nights. But because as you go through the season, because you keep building, it actually matters what we did against St. Mary's. It actually matters what we did against Boise State.
And a big part, and I'm going to have to let you go. We're up against the break here, Mark. Thank you for calling up. A big part of this is the structure of a basketball season. You can play once, twice a week. I mean, if these weren't student athletes, we could run them out there more than that. You can't play at the same frequency in college. We know we cannot have a March Madness tournament for football. It's impossible. It's just from a physical standpoint, it's not happening. The most that they can do is try to expand the college football playoff, and that's exactly what they're going to do. And I got no problem. I don't care what schools are participating in the Final Four. I don't have no horse in the race. I don't care. I'm not looking forward to this team. I just want to see good games. That's it. But do most people in the country want to see good games, or do you want to see the big names all the time? I'd rather switch it up than watching the same people just every year. We're going to talk more about this on the other side. Is this good or bad for college basketball? It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.